Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Salty Nerds Talk About Invasion Season 1. Yes, the hard butter of TV shows is back for a Season 2, and we're going to be recovering it. But first, we want to do a quick recap about Season 1 just to mostly refresh our memories, because this show came out 2 years ago, and we blocked most of it from our memory. So this is mostly just to get us caught up. But if you want to get caught up as well, we are all here. So Matt Vader 74 is sober. And therefore, more prepared to talk about this than usual.
Well, I don't know about that. But, you know, I am sober today.
Yes. Yeah. And, so of course, we have the ambassador of estrogen, Juju.
Oh, hello.
And Alex decided to leave the country to avoid talking about this show. So we have our fill-in guy, Conspiracy Tom, here, who has not watched any of this show.
He watched one episode.
Yeah.
So. I watched one episode 3 years ago. And I forgot it even existed. Yeah, I remember.
He's going to have a lot to contribute to the conversation. So let's start talking about this.
So you know what I did last night?
What did you do last night?
So Kadesh and I started, because we were like, we need to
What were you wearing when you did it?
Sweatpants. sweet. My Slytherin PJ pants.
That's awesome, actually.
So Kadesh and I were like, okay, we have to recap Season 1 of Invasion. I think most of us blocked it out. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh God, do we have to watch? We have to rewatch Season 1. So instead, we just rewatched our show.
Yeah.
And I finished it last
night. He told me when I came in about a half hour ago, I was like, yeah, we watched all of our reviews.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I didn't watch our reviews after we recorded them.
I usually don't.
No fucking way.
I usually don't. But I was like, God, I'm not sure that I am prepared to recap an entire season. And I was like, I can't put myself through watching the actual show again. It brought back so many visceral memories of like just the way we were depressed and disparaged and discouraged. Like when we were going through the watching of that show, and I was like, oh, good, Season 2.
What I remember about this show is that Alex was super pumped.
Oh my God, he was a sweet summer child.
Because his hero is in this show.
Yeah.
You know, his dinosaur scientist, you know, I worship at your foot, you know what? And he's in the first episode, and they kill him.
Yeah.
Never again. Now, I did recently learn that, what's his name?
Sam Neill
apparently was ill, sick. He had a
cancer
diagnosis, and this was about the same time that they were filming this show. So I'm going to give him a pass. But what I'm not going to give him a pass for is they marketed this entire first season of this show with him. He's in everything. He's on the posters. He's in the commercials. He's in the teaser. Everything about
this
fucking
show. He's in the marketing
show.
For Season 2, too.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he came back somehow from the dead.
It's just a poster of him missing.
Yeah, but it was just, we got gaslit so hard with this guy. Sam Neill was not in Season 1 outside the first episode.
Yeah.
And they gaslit the hell out of us. They really did. And, I felt honestly kind of bad for Alex because I felt like he was like personally hurt by the whole thing.
It was his idea to review the show based off of the fact that Sam Neill was involved in it. And at the end of the first episode, it was kind of funny watching like our slow decline into like apathy over the course of that season as we were rewatching our reviews. But Alex took it especially hard because like there was just one episode with his actor in it. And then like after that, it was just like, nope.
It was crazy to watch the progression of like, okay, first episode. Yes, it was very boring. But like Alex being like, I'm still really excited for it. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with this. And then flash forward a couple of episodes and he's just like, who cares?
Yeah.
And then like flash forward to like the last two or three episodes and we're all just like, enough already. I don't want to do this anymore. And like for like two straight episodes, we were all like, we're not watching Season 2.
Yep,
we're never going to do it. And then on our last episode, we were like, oh shit, we have to do Season 2, don't we? And now here we are.
But here's what I do remember. I remember we truly earned the name, the Salty Nerd Podcast during that series because, you know, Alex named the show, right? And I there's a lot of stuff that we watch that we're just not salty about. We like, you know, but we sit here, we drink and we get a little toasty and we talk some shit. But for that show, for the first time, I was annoyed and salty the entire run. And mm-hmm. and it brought something out, I think, in all of us to where we learned to like funnel our inner snark. And it showed. We gained followers.
Yeah.
We gained a following for our show for based on our hatred of Invasion.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, I love your guys' reviews. It's way better than the show is.
It was easier to stomach our reviews of the show than it was to go back and rewatch it.
One of the weird things about this show that I think if anyone out there watching this hasn't watched season one needs to be aware of, mm-hmm. there are bad TV shows mm-hmm. that are fun to make fun of.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Shows that are like so bad that like they're almost entertaining. Like mm-hmm. C, for instance. Uh-huh. Like when you're watching C, C's a bad show.
But it's fun to watch because it's...
Because it's so ridiculous.
There's a level of ridiculous campiness to it that makes it a fun watch.
Exactly. And the problem with Invasion season one is that it takes itself so seriously. Uh-huh. It's so freaking pretentious in the sense that like they're like, we're making high art here.
Yeah.
And literally like the pacing of the show is slower than a snail. Yep. It's like... You watch an entire episode and it feels like you sat through an 8-hour marathon of something. And the stuff that happens in the episodes are so stupid.
Remember that time that kid took like 3 full minutes to almost touch his dead mother's hand?
Yeah. There's lots of stuff like that in the show. Storylines that really go nowhere. Characters that don't really matter that you get spend a lot of time with.
Lots of stuff gets dropped.
Characters that they try to get you to feel apathy for that you feel nothing but disdain for. Like a piece of shit for his whole family. I don't care about his
almost
whole
every main character in the show was an asshole.
Yeah.
Like completely like unable to identify with mm-hmm. any of these characters, nope. especially Trevante.
Really unlikable characters that are supposed to have like an arc. And then by the time they die, maybe you're like, I don't care. I don't care.
And also like the actual invasion itself with like the aliens and stuff like that. It's uh-huh. it's so pushed into the background that you don't even know what's happening until like at the end of the season when they tell you like, oh, they were terraforming stuff and all these people died and all this stuff. And you were like, why couldn't we see any of that stuff?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like it was a very, it gives the term slow burn a bad name.
Yeah. But it was as if they came up with that like towards the end of the season and they were like, oh shit, you know what we should do? Terraforming. Because it was literally never mentioned until like the last, second to the last or third to the last episode.
I have no issue with the whole terraforming arc because I think that's what any alien species is going to really want to do. If we go out into space someday, we're going out to terraform and colonize another planet. And rob it of its resources because we're doing that to this one.
But the thing is that there's a difference between a deliberately paced mm-hmm. TV series and a series that's slow as molasses and boring. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like I like to call up this example where if you ever watched The Wire on HBO, the first season is very slow, but about 7 episodes in, there's a switch that gets flicked and all of a sudden like it becomes an amazing show because all the slow, deliberate pacing up to that point was building towards something that you didn't realize until it happened. And I can remember watching that show and just kind of like suffering through it. And I'm a completionist. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to finish the season. And then like when it hit episode 7, like I was like, holy crap. Like the show's amazing.
I'm trying to watch that show more than once and I can never get past the first episode.
When I start a series, if I'm not hooked in the first couple episodes, I'm not watching.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. So. And one of the issues I think with Invasion was the fact that it was a week to week thing. So like they dropped the first 3 episodes, right at the beginning of the season, like Apple usually does. Mm-hmm. And then like it's a weekly drop. And the problem with this show is that it was so slow mm-hmm. and so very little happened in each episode that it became difficult to tune in every week. Yeah. And it was kind of funny because like when the show started, a lot of different YouTubers were covering the show yeah. mm-hmm. in addition to us.
Everybody
bailed. And by the end of the season, like we were the only ones like still reviewing it.
After we got going, I just kind of got to the point, and I'm trying to get myself into the same mental space for season 2. It's like I look forward more to discussing it with our group and with our chat than I did watching the show. And so I just kind of used it as a reason for us to do what we do. You know, not that we need a reason for us to do what we do, but I had a genuine good time talking about this show mm-hmm. with you guys.
It was like we were each other's support crew.
Yeah. otherwise I would have been out after this second episode. But we say we're gonna do something and we're gonna do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch season two.
Me neither.
I have no desire to watch this piece of shit show anymore. I don't want to even give it any.
I think Alex is still holding out a little bit of hope that it might have gotten better.
I'm going to go to Scotland. You guys can do the first two episodes of
that. Yeah, but he's like, what if it got better? And we're like, bro, there's no way.
I mean. It could, so I guess.
It was funny because when we were reviewing it, it premiered in 2020, mm-hmm. right? And no, 2021. Mm. And, as we were watching it, we're like, oh yeah, when season two comes out in 2023, and here it is 2023, and it's coming out.
We were joking.
And we were joking. We were like, what do you think you are? House of the Dragon can take 2 years off,
you know?
But there is the possibility that the people making the show heard our criticisms and maybe course corrected.
So much credit.
No, I'm not saying they did, but I'm saying there's a possibility that they did and listen, got the feedback and decided to
lightning make some changes. Not strike in the same place twice. We had that with C. Yeah. We're never going to have that again.
Well, we kind of have that with Warrior as well, but it's the same people.
It's the same people.
But,
it's the same.
But there is no doubt in my mind that somebody involved with this show has seen some of our reviews. They have to have.
The internet is a big place, buddy.
But it doesn't take that much.
Well, I mean, when you search on YouTube for Invasion, like we come up.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about this is that going into this season two, we're coming off of reviewing what's arguably one of the best seasons of TV we've mm-hmm. seen, which is Warrior Season 3 on HBO Max. I'm sorry, Max. It's going
to
be quite a gear shift going from Warrior Season 3, mm-hmm. which was fantastic, to Invasion Season 2.
But again, I'm going to throw this out there.
Okay.
What if it's good? What if
you learned nothing?
But what I'm
I
saying
like
is,
you, it's but like, you're crazy.
It's like I watched the teaser trailer. There's some action. You got your black blobs out there murdering and killing people. And I guess that's like in the first like 2 minutes of the series.
The fridge squids.
The fridge squids. The black blob of.
You called them refrigerator crawlers last one.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what they are. I just want to see some more alien stuff. It won't take a lot to make me happy. I just want to see some chaos and mayhem and some Armageddon destruction.
Some more Starro.
The giant squid thing. Yeah, that'd be pretty dope. But I want more action and less of piece of shit's family eating hamburgers at the abandoned diner.
And Trevante just yelling at everyone in every episode.
So let's recap some of the characters for the series just so we can refresh ourselves and the audience so that they know who we're talking about. So the first big one that we're going to talk about is the piece of shit family.
Yeah.
Which is
I don't even know his name. It's just piece of shit.
Well, the matriarch is Anisha Malik. Uh-huh. She's the former Harvard educated doctor.
She's Mrs. Piece of Shit.
Yes. She's Mrs. Piece of Shit. So she
Dr. Mrs. Piece of Shit.
She quit. Yeah. PhD. She quit her job as a doctor to be a wife and mother. Mm-hmm. And in the first season, come to realize that her husband, who we've just dubbed piece of shit because his character was one of the worst characters we've ever seen on TV, was cheating on her.
Well, the show opens up with them like, well, let's wake up daddy. And all the kids come in and jump on the bed and they're having like a tickle torture and everyone's laughing and being like, don't we have the most marvelous life? And immediately it cuts to like, he's been cheating on her. He has gotten this other girl pregnant and he wants to abandon them immediately. Like it's a hard switch from most wonderful husband and father to worst human being.
Yeah. I mean, within the span of like maybe like one episode, he literally tries to abandon his entire family. Like we're talking wife, daughter, and
son. In front of them. He tries to like jump in the neighbor's car while his kids are watching.
Yeah. So the character piece of shit in the show, his name is Ahmed Malik.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny because like when the initial alien kind of crash happens in his neighborhood, everyone's like, all the white people in the neighborhood are like, oh, they're terrorists. You know, like these people
like,
are.
They're like, why didn't your house blow up? Yeah, you must be in on it.
Yeah, you must be in with the terrorist who just did this, and it was just so cringy and eye rolling, mm-hmm. and also as if piece of shit wasn't douchey enough, he drives a Tesla.
And you just alienated all the Tesla drivers that watch the show.
Tesla drivers.
So like he can't get his Tesla to work because I guess he doesn't know how to operate it. And so of course, like his wife.
Because he's a douchebag.
Because he's a douchebag.
Piece of shit. Yeah.
His wife has to call up her iPhone app and control the car that way. Mm-hmm. And then to make matters worse is like when they have to stop and recharge the Tesla because it takes like, I don't know, like 20 minutes to recharge a Tesla battery. And there's only like one charging station in like all of New York. she steals a minivan from another family and just leaves them stranded at this gas station. And it's like, are we supposed to like empathize with them?
Right.
Like she literally just did something that piece of shit would have done.
It's just a family making hard choices.
Yeah. Tom, what do you think about piece of shit and his family?
No, I don't know much about it. Fill me in. It sounds like an interesting show.
Well, you're wrong.
No, it's bad. It's awful. Bad.
Most Apple TV shows aren't very good.
That's not true.
Well, we all liked Foundation, sort of.
No. I like Foundation.
No, don't see, it's a sort of. It's a sort of.
Name. I really like Foundation.
Yeah, it's a sort of. And I'm like on the fence. It's fine. I'm interested in the next season. But what else did Apple TV do? They did.
Servant.
Yeah, I saw that.
Big Door Prize.
Silo.
I hear Silo's good. You guys keep telling me about it. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't think I have Apple TV anymore.
Oh, okay.
I might. Yeah. I don't.
Your 3 month free from buying a new phone.
I've got 20 streaming services, man. I have trouble keeping up with all this shit. I really do.
All right. So, but getting back to things. So, piece of shit and his family, basically, they find this this house in the middle of nowhere with a couple. They get attacked by aliens. We think piece of shit dies. Unfortunately, he doesn't.
Oh, this guy and his ability to keep surviving.
And basically, we just follow this family that like we just hate. Like they have no redeeming values. Even the children are terrible. And by the end of the season, we have a piece of shit Junior, Poss Junior, mm-hmm. basically, throwing away the one weapon that we know can actually kill aliens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the show starts off like all of the kids in the classroom all get bloody noses except for Piece of shit Junior. And like by the end of the season, we're all like, oh, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? Doesn't mean anything. Oh, he just happens to have this piece of metal in his backpack that can kill the aliens. But then he decides it's not worth the trouble of other people for some reason being mad that he has it. And so he tosses it.
Anisha, who actually killed the alien with this like metal alien shiv, doesn't bother to tell the military about it. But then, like, once she remembers, like, oh, this might be important, there's this, like, random group of, like, gerbs, you know, like weekend warriors.
Like, this random group of hillbillies.
This paints a perfect picture. Thank you, Matthew.
Who seem to think that, like, the military having this weapon isn't a good idea, and they want it for themselves because they want the aliens to win for some reason. It was never fully explained where these people came from or why they were doing what they were doing. But at the end of the day, piece of shit is killed.
Again.
Mm-hmm. But like we never see the body.
It happens off screen. Yeah. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for
somebody to get body snatched. I think I said it in every one of our reviews last year. I need someone to get body snatched. Why are you making them be such epic pieces of shit? And I just thought, oh, well, this character is so horrible that when he gets body snatched and he's nice, we're going to know. No, none of that happened. He just dies a couple of times.
I think they body snatched Sam Neill. I think they're locutusing him. He's going to come back and be the mouth of the piece of shit.
I watched some of this.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. Sam Neill's in it.
He was in the first episode.
Okay. Well, that's what I watched. I watched the very first episode. Yeah. That's all I watched. Okay. Well.
And I also seem to remember, maybe I'm wrong, but didn't piece of shit Junior have like weird dreams or something in the beginning?
No, I think that was the other kid. Casper.
Oh, okay.
Casper.
Yeah, we're going to get to him. So,
who's naming all these people? Piece of shit. Casper.
Our fans did it. We did it.
Yeah, so our next character is Trevante Cole.
Ugh, this guy.
He's an American military soldier in Afghanistan. And basically, he is the biggest jerk you'll ever meet. And his whole storyline is his entire squad gets wiped out by aliens. And so he wants to get back home to his girlfriend slash fiance who they had a child together and the child died. And so like he went to fight terrorists to get over it. But he gets really pissed off that the airplane that he kind of hijacked only went to Britain instead of all the way back to the United States.
Yeah.
And he eventually meets up with another character named Casper. And he has to protect Casper while Casper mind melds with the aliens.
Casper's a kid.
That's right.
Yeah. Casper has seizures.
I am really enjoying this recap.
It's terrible.
It's the most nonsensical storyline.
Well, and he's got an art book full of drawings.
That's right. I am remembering this now.
Trevante recognizes as shit that happened to him while he was at war.
They're connected.
I love it.
Maybe it's also his son.
No.
It ends up not going anywhere or mattering.
Yeah. Like the whole rest of the show.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of like Lost where they tease you and then they're like,
I'm convinced that this show was written by ChatGPT 1.2.
We even said
that would be badass.
Said that in our initial reviews where you're like, this series feels like an AI generated story. Because it doesn't understand how physics works.
Yeah.
It doesn't understand how human beings interact with each other.
Speaking of physics, can we talk about?
We'll get to that.
Can we please talk about?
But first I want to talk about Casper. So Casper is a young man, teenager in the UK.
It's probably like 12, 13. Yeah.
And he's kind of an outcast and he's kind of nerdy and he likes this girl. And he listens to an old audio tape Walkman type thing. And he only listens to 90s hip hop tunes.
Well, this kid's clearly a weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
90s is in, man.
Yeah.
I went to a nightclub, really funny, not that long ago, and they were playing like Fleetwood Mac. And the kids are like dressed in Nirvana t-shirts and JNCO jeans and just having a blast.
They're mixing their decades
with their hair parted down the middle. Mm. It was gross.
Well, the thing about Casper is that he's so poor that he can only listen to the tape that came with the Walkman, which just happens to have all like the 90s tunes on it. But his bus, basically, like he's going on a field trip with his classmates and a Russian satellite crashes and drives them into the biggest sinkhole you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, they just drive right off it too.
Yeah. And all the kids are fine, but like the teacher's dead.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a slight Lord of the Flies type thing where you have a bully.
Well, you think that's going to happen. And then as soon as it gets started, they all just go, why don't we just climb out? And then they do.
Yeah, they spend, like, 8 episodes just kind of, like, walking through the countryside, like, nothing happening. But they make it back to London. Mm-hmm. And Casper decides, after seeing his mom dead and almost touching her hand for a full 3 minutes, basically says, like, hey, these seizures I've been having, they have a psychic connection to the aliens. And so if I can induce a seizure, I might be able to stop this invasion. And so his friend who's been with him the entire time, she's like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. My mom works at the hospital. Let's go there.
Yeah.
And then on their way to the hospital, they run into the military, like fighting these aliens. Mm-hmm. And they find Trevante in a bar.
He's just drunk.
Yeah.
He's over it.
Yeah. Yeah. He just gave up after the most awkward transatlantic phone call from a phone booth ever made.
God, don't even.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. And so, like, they convinced Trevante to, like, help them save the world by taking them to the
hospital.
I don't
know why they even want Trevante to go with them, because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
They walk into this bar, and they're like, oh, sir, because he's in his uniform. They're like, please help us. We've been through some shit. We've seen some shit. I have a psychic connection. I think I have a way to fight it. And the Trevante's just like, the fuck are you saying, kid?
and they're like,
he seems like the guy to help.
Yeah, he's the biggest asshole to everyone, especially the people who help him.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are many times throughout the show where like people help Trevante out and he's just like the biggest jerk to them, like not grateful at all. But basically they take Casper to the hospital and when he starts making contact with the aliens are like, oh, this is a danger. So they send all their fridge crawlers that way. And basically Trevante has to protect Casper long enough for him to like, you know, stop the aliens.
Mind meld.
But Casper never gets a chance to stop the aliens because the U.S. government nukes them out of the sky and kills all the aliens. But as that's happening, Casper seemingly dies.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that his consciousness is actually in the upside down and he's part of the alien hive mind now.
Yeah.
So he has a weird connection with a character named Hinata, who is a Japanese female astronaut for JASA, the Japanese Space Organization.
You guys are bouncing around so much.
No, that's how this show goes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just listening to him
this
ramble
is the
on
only way
about,
to talk
this,
about
show
this show
because I'm already bored and don't care.
It's like insane nicknames and references from other shows. And I'm like, okay, I'm following you.
Excuse me.
Every time you look like, oh, that sounds cool, I'd want to go, no, Tom.
No. Kanish only makes it sound interesting. That's what it is.
So one of the other main characters is Mitsuki Yamoto, who is one of the genius kind of like JASA technicians.
She's so cool.
She's also the lesbian lover of Hinata.
Lesbianism.
Yeah, and when Hinata goes up into space, her space shuttle gets wrecked by the aliens, and Mitsuki becomes obsessed with trying to figure out if like what happened and if Hinata is actually alive. And so she does a lot of stuff that
makes zero sense.
Well, it makes sense in the sense that like the Japanese government should be supporting her in doing this because it's all very smart.
No, she like uploads a bunch of TikTok videos.
Well, I mean, it gets ridiculous.
Yeah.
But at this point, she's the only character in the show that's actually like doing something proactive that has to do with the main storyline. Mm-hmm. And the issue here is that when we start getting into what happened to Hinata, all concept of physics and common sense goes out the window.
Yeah.
There's a scene in this that broke all of us when we saw it. Yeah. Jude, do you want to describe it?
Swimming in space.
It was great. Overhead stroke.
No, she's doing one of these. Yeah. She's doing a breaststroke in space. And as you know, that is how space travel works.
That's physics.
Yeah, so at some point after Hinata, who did not have any type of spacesuit on, gets blown out into the atmosphere.
Yeah, she had her spacesuit on.
No, she did not. Like when the rupture happened in the space vessel, like she was not in any of her spacewalking outfit.
Well, she was swimming, she did.
So magically she somehow gets a spacesuit on and then she literally swims to the remains of the space shuttle. Mm-hmm. Just in time to see all the TikTok videos that Mitsuki uploaded that Hinata had made before she left Earth. And
they were bizarre. It's just like Hinata going, look, this is a tree. Why would anyone who isn't an alien say that?
So it's Hinata in front of her camera in her home studio in the nightgown eating cereal for dollars.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
That's like a thing.
I know.
It's unfortunately a thing.
She was mukbanging.
She's mukbanging for dollars. On Twitter.
say that term again?
Mukbang.
I don't know what that is, but I don't like it.
It sounds gross.
Yeah.
It sounds like my foot got stuck in something and I don't like it.
It's a mukbang.
It's a whole genre of people who like to overeat on TikTok.
It's a thing.
This is ASRM. This is like the evolution.
There's a little bit of that. Yeah.
It's just eating.
It's like me eating a piece of fried chicken like that in the microphone.
I find that upsetting.
I don't want it.
I got some videos to show you later.
But Mitsuki makes contact with Hinata, and Hinata only says, Wajo, which is a kind of cryptic term that we've heard from people who have contact with the aliens throughout the series. And everyone at JASA, along with the U.S. military, is like, oh, she must be a body snatcher. We can't trust whoever's communicating with Mitsuki. And so they cut her off and Mitsuki's like, but that was Hinata. My lesbian lover is alive in outer space. And they're like, well, can you prove it? And then at that point, the David Bowie song that they first hooked up to starts playing over the radio. And she's like, see, it's really Hinata. And everyone
used to bang to this.
And everyone's like, you're crazy, girl. Get the hell out of here. Take a nap on a huge satellite dish and chill out.
So speaking of Wajo, I have to pause for a moment because I got the most hilarious comment on a TikTok that I put up 2 years ago when we were talking about this. I just got this comment yesterday. It's from Yama Zondra, commented, Wajo means castle in Japanese, as in the mothership was so big it looked like a castle. Google is a thing.
Wow.
Thank God for the internet.
Man, I love our chat sometimes.
Well, the level of well actually has really increased in the last 2 years. Yeah. So the final character that we need to talk about is, of course, Jim Bell Tyson, who's still dead.
He's dead.
Still dead.
Yeah. So that was Sam Neill's character. And at the end of every episode, we kept expecting him to like pop back up and say, like, it was all a dream.
How does Sam Neill die immediately, but piece of shit just keeps surviving things?
Yeah, like he has multiple lives. It's quite funny. So Sam Neill only had one episode in which we were exposed to him. And it was actually a pretty interesting storyline because he's a retiring sheriff in Oklahoma, Earth, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Earth-lahoma.
Yeah. And they never made it clear whether or not any of these other storylines took place on somewhere other than Earth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a nice little twist. I think you're reaching.
Yeah.
But that's a nice twist.
Settle down.
You guys know the Earth is flat, right?
Shut up.
There's no outer space.
Just don't even. I have to deal with one of those assholes at work. It's like he just pokes me with a fork once in a while. You know the Earth is flat, right? No, shut the fuck up. It's not flat. Idiots.
So you don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't
yes,
know that.
Yes, I certainly do.
So the funny thing about Jim Bell Tyson's storyline is that he's a retiring sheriff and he starts investigating like these like little local crimes that are kind of like hinting at the alien invasion starting. Yeah. And you think as you're watching the first episode, like, oh, he's going to be the guy kind of uncovering the mystery of like who these aliens are and stuff like that. It's like, no. Mm-mm. He leaves his retirement party early and gets shanked in the base of the skull by an alien and just dies.
Yeah.
And he
gets
doesn't come back.
Gets sucked into sand and never to be seen again.
He gets sucked into the crop circle or some shit, right?
Yeah. He's coming back.
Maybe.
He's going to come back with like a Locutus
situation. I told
situation.
You, they're Locutus-ing him. He's going to be the mouth of the... refrigerator.
He's have a wire coming out of his head, and a brain floating above him.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be very cool.
But the U.S. government uses Mitsuki's communication with Hinata to kind of triangulate where the alien mothership is. And so they fire a nuke up into orbit and hit it just as Casper freezes them so that like they're unable to respond. And that kills all the aliens who are invading Earth. And everyone thinks, oh, Earth is saved, which leads us to our final character, which is Drunken High Monk with the free Wi-Fi.
Oh, geez. I forgot about this guy.
Yeah. He was the best character in the series. He was introduced in the final episode. And he really likes potato chips.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Nobody.
I mean, you guys are really selling it for me.
No, but see, that's the whole thing. The show is useless. We could be talking about fucking Mork and Mindy reruns. It doesn't matter. The whole thing about this show is just us getting together and making fun of it.
That's fine.
I don't give a shit about any of this show.
Oh, I forgot to make the Wajo martinis for this.
I wouldn't drink them. They're nasty. It's like, then you put like licorice and
it was
you like
anise,
soak
yeah.
like gummy bears and absinthe
hey,
juice
with that word.
For like 3 days. And it's like, what? It was gross.
So basically the season ends with the reveal that there are a lot more huge motherships mm-hmm. that are now in Earth's orbit.
Mm-hmm. Like castles.
Yeah, the one that they shot out of the sky landed in the Amazon rainforest and the government's there trying to figure out, you know, who these aliens are and what they want. And basically all the characters that we spent all this time with are just fucking off doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till Will Smith and... comes in and flies a ship into the mothership.
It's just Jaden
with a nuclear bomb strapped to it.
Just Bill Pullman.
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, what is Randy Quaid doing right now?
I don't know. But
I don't think he's doing much.
He would be perfect for this movie or this TV show.
Get
Randy Quaid in this thing? Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, with clown makeup. Just go with it.
One of the things the show really needs is some humor.
Yeah.
Because like it was just so dry and like very straight up boring.
So it's called Invasion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you said they shot it down and they weren't too sure why.
It was one of them.
I know, but they crashed. Like, why were these guys here?
In the final three episodes, they introduced the fact that the aliens were terraforming this whole time.
Yeah, they were terraforming Earth so that they could then just live there, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah that's what I said earlier. It's like mm-hmm. you come to another planet to terraform it.
Yeah, apparently it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I've seen it in multiple movies.
As long as you have the technology to get there to begin with, you should be able to terraform it, no problem.
I mean, if you can figure out how to get off a flat Earth into another flat Earth, then you can probably turn it into your own flat Earth.
Yeah, we just got told, well, the Earth is hollow. I have a better, my brain can mm-hmm. process
There's
that.
There's dinosaurs in there.
Yeah, it's that's hollow where they with all dinosaurs. Went. But you can't have something that's hollow if the Earth is flat.
Well, you... you don't understand anything, obviously.
Obviously, I don't.
Yes. Yeah, you don't understand. Yeah, they can have like caves and shit, you know, just because you think flat.
Just shut up.
I mean, it could be something you don't even understand yet.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's like a Tesseract.
All right, guys. So what was our overall impression of season one?
God.
Really? You're asking us this question?
One-star crap fest.
We already did this. It's a terrible show.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch season two, but I like hanging out with you for some reason. So, you know, we're going to watch it so we can talk about it. And if it's good, I hope it's awesome. I hope they put Card season three.
I suggest you guys watching it together.
No.
Terrible is better in groups.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hard to watch.
It's hard enough for us to get together today to record.
My real life schedule does not allow for that. Not right
real
now.
Real life schedule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So.
World's colliding. He's like, don't come over to my house. Once a year.
Jude, so what were your final thoughts on season one?
I hate this show. I'm upset that we're watching season two. I don't care that it's fun to talk about it with y'all, because that means that prior to that, I would have had to have watched the show. And the show takes a year off of my life every episode. Yep. I swear, it takes part of my soul out of my body, like in the Little Mermaid cartoon where her voice comes out and it's just gone. That's my soul every time I watch this show.
We're only watching this is because we promised our chat people that we would. That's it. It's the only reason. And
promise fulfilled.
Let's get new people.
We try to keep our word.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's not always about you.
No. Well, yeah. I think we said if there's a season two, we're not watching it more times than we said, all right, fine, we'll watch season two.
But then Alex promised. He said something somewhere.
He doesn't speak for the trees.
He obligated us to watch this show. And,
how's the production value? Is the production value
excellent?
Because it's Apple.
They just dump buckets of money in there.
Yeah, they have money to throw at it.
It's 5-star movie quality effects.
Oh, I'm sure.
Except it's way too dark.
Except it's, well,
like dark in the sense that when you're watching the screen, you can't tell what's on it.
I like those shows. I have no idea what's happening.
But it's just terribly poorly. It's written by AI. You can totally tell.
I'm so upset that this is probably one of the reasons why, like, we're not going to get new content because all of the writers are on strike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this got in there early enough that this is going to be the only fucking thing that we get for the next 2 years because everyone's on strike and not working.
They're still on strike, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As of today, there's no resolution at all.
They can stay on strike for a while.
I'd like to see Hollywood knock down a peg.
These are the people that made She-Hulk. They want more fucking money.
I know.
Fuck you.
I didn't even watch that.
It's awful.
Yeah, but like people who are doing the work for these studios and the actors, like, they're not being paid fairly. Like, have you seen...
Fairly.
I follow a bunch of people in a bunch of shows on Instagram, and they have posted, like, here's my paycheck. Like, Kimiko from The Boys. She's like, I get paid this amount per episode.
She doesn't even talk.
So, yeah, what's so hard about that?
She's on a major show, and she doesn't have a livable wage. She's waitressing on the side. Huh. And she's a star in a show on TV.
She's not a star. She's the girlfriend of a sidekick.
She's an awesome character.
I didn't say that. She's the girlfriend of a sidekick. No lines.
She has lines.
But she's Wolverine. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I feel bad that everyone's not making $1 million.
Right.
But then if everyone made $1 million, who's making $1 million? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the price of all these platforms. So, there's a hair on me somewhere. Is that what's happening?
You're like putting a show on over here. And I'm like, okay.
I know. It's somewhere.
Cover this woman up.
Need a blanket?
This show really sucks. I just don't know why.
You guys still watching it?
Oh my god!
It feels like a spider.
One of the funniest bits of rewatching our Invasion reviews was just like how hard both Alex and Vader were hitting on you the entire time.
That was weird.
I was hitting on you.
What? Yeah, you were drinking Jack Daniels or something. It made you real horned up.
Okay, well, whatever. You want to pound fart?
No, I'm good, thanks.
You guys are snuffing rhino horn and just doing Jack Daniels shots up your butt. Just like, everything's crazy now. The world has turned upside down.
Somebody's going to do something to my dick right now.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially when watching this show.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, this show, super bad. Not looking forward to season two. But for the next 2 months, this is what we're going to be doing.
Oh, God, that's okay. Damn it.
Well, we're also doing Ahsoka. Ahsoka.
Oh, God.
What?
They really released that?
Saturdays. Yeah, it starts tonight.
They really released it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
I know.
Okay.
But it's okay.
I mean, is it okay?
You've got to watch something.
I will tell
is
you.
It's okay?
It's what we do.
I will tell
Disney
you that.
Raping my childhood.
I feel like Ahsoka will be better than Invasion.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's going to be sword fighting and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rosario Dawson's hot. It's fine. I get it. It's at least, I can at least watch one episode.
There's some lightsabers. And
yeah. I mean, I'll probably unfortunately watch it.
Yeah. I know you will.
I didn't watch Obi-Wan.
You're better for it.
I was told that multiple times. Yeah, I was told that multiple times. Yeah.
Obi-Wan, I still haven't recovered from that.
These are the assholes on strike thinking they want more money for giving us shit.
Well, you know.
I'm going to give you some shit with peanuts in it. You're going to pay more for
You can't
the peanuts.
Give peanuts. It kills children.
Oh, did you want a cup for your shitty peanuts?
Yeah.
That's extra.
All right. Speaking of shit, we can't wait to start talking about this show again. Starting every Thursday, we will be dropping our reviews for this show. Be sure to tune in and be sure to watch our previous reviews so you're all caught up, so you know what we're talking about.
Wait. They didn't give us screeners?
No.
I mean, you guys
Nobody
are pretty good with
that.
I want some screeners so I can just watch it all at once. Get it
like your
We're going to record all these episodes in one day. Just knock it out. Get it
just marathon it.
I'm sorry.
And then at the end, we stab ourselves in the stomach and twist it.
Kabuki.
You mean Harry Carey.
Kabuki.
Kabuki is Japanese theater.
Oh, is that what it is?
And you haven't even been drinking.
I know. I'm all caffeined up.
Jacked out of your mind. I'm going to kabuki myself.
That sounds nice.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Stay salty. We'll see you for the first episode of Invasion Season 2. May God have mercy on our souls.
Hey guys, if you like this podcast, don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel and comment below on your favorite video as well. That goes a long way with helping us boost our channel and get out there in front of more people. And it lets YouTube know that we're doing something right. And if you want to catch us live, we go live 2 times a week, once on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time and on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. So join us there in the chat. We will see you on the live stream. Stay salty.